I have another special guest with me in the studio, Becky Mayer. I hope I pronounced your name right. The program director of Wolf Ridge is here with me this morning in person. And I believe this is your first time at the station. So welcome, Becky.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Yes. So happy to have you here. And it's been a long time since we have talked to someone from Wolf Ridge. There's always so much going on there. And it's just a pleasure to have you and to have you for the first time. You want to share with us, how did your journey to Wolf Ridge happen? Everyone's got a different path to Wolf Ridge.
Sure. So what I'll share is that a number of years ago, I was one of those graduate naturalists at Wolf Ridge. So that's actually where I would say I started my professional journey.
Yes.
Was back at Wolf Ridge a number of years ago. And then I've done a lot of things in between that time and now, but I found myself back at Wolf Ridge this summer, landing the program director role, in which I am responsible for overseeing all of our educational opportunities that take place there at Wolf Ridge and also offsite through other opportunities.
Okay. Well, that seems like a lot, I'll just say. A lot of programming, educational opportunities. And let's just, I think most listeners probably know that, you know, you do school groups throughout the year. And I know you really, before you were here, but you really, Wolf Ridge did a pretty major pivot during COVID and did a lot of different kind of creative things. And now I really hope you are back to your full slate of students. Is that what's happening?
We are still on our way to that full slate,
okay.
But we have a number of, we are very close to pre-COVID opportunities with young people. We are continuing with those, you know, school groups, the K-12 programming that comes to Wolf Ridge for those immersive 3 to 5 day experiences, along with additional opportunities like we offer teacher training workshops and we have our summer programming, which is doing well.
Yeah, the summer programs include trips, right?
Yes, yeah, so we have adventure trips, wilderness trips off into the Boundary Waters or out to Isle Royale for backpacking. We have a number of different summer opportunities, both that happen there at Wolf Ridge, but also offsite into the Boundary Waters or into the national parks.
And do those trips, do you essentially turn into a camp in the summer, or are those trips have a special environmental ed focus?
So it is very much like a camp program, but I would say that it is different from our traditional, like the traditional camps that you might think of, where we really try to emphasize that educational component. So all of our trips and all of our summer camps still have that environmental education learning dimension built within the programming.
Yeah.
So even if you're out in the Boundary Waters, you're still getting some environmental education activities and curriculum. We take it on the adventure with us.
Right. And I know Wolf Ridge is also all about a sort of sustainable lifestyle thing. So I have a feeling you probably take that with you too on those trips.
Yeah.
So fun to think about. Are you at all, I know, I actually think I even did a radio show about the Outdoor Ed for All bipartisan legislation that passed in Minnesota with a very strong vote a few years ago, but I believe has yet to be funded. Do you know the status of that?
Yeah, so that is going to be the up and coming legislative session where it's hopeful with the bipartisan support that there'll be that attached funding for ensuring all young people across the state of Minnesota are able to receive and participate in environmental education experience like what we offer at Wolf Ridge. Currently, it's a little under, I think it's 29% of youth in Minnesota are participants in these kinds of programs. So we have a lot of work to do in Minnesota to get every young person that type of experience to really help to bridge an understanding for the importance around our environment and their role within it.
And I know, and I talked to Pete Smerud about this a while back, you know, he pointed out too that if this bill is funded, then it will also create really pretty some natural economies for rural areas, because suddenly we're going to need more environmental ed centers.
Yes. And we don't if this funding, which we're optimistic will be supported if that funding comes along, there currently are not enough environmental educational providers to service all of those young people. So yes.
Right. So win-win there.
Yeah.
All right. So back to Wolf Ridge. Winter programming for adults. I know there's a lot of adults that listen in to this station, and they may not be aware of things that are... When I got the last newsletter, I saw several things that I thought looked interesting for me, even though I'm not a kid. So tell us a little bit about your adult programming.
Yeah, so we have some upcoming winter weekends that'll be happening at Wolf Ridge. I don't remember the dates offhand, but they're coming up at the end of January, beginning of February. And there's a whole bunch of different offerings that'll be, you know, learn how to basically get outdoors, do some winter recreational kinds of opportunities, as well as there'll be some artistic opportunities as well.
Hmm. So, meaning artists go there or anyone can go do art?
Meaning those who are interested in learning a particular craft and art, there'll be a couple of opportunities related to that.
Interesting. And how do people find out about that if they want to look into this?
I would seek out the Wolf Ridge website, and then on there you can look. There's actually a button for adult programming, and that will bring you up to all of the upcoming opportunities, both for this winter, but we also have additional adult opportunities that are being promoted for this upcoming summer as well.
Okay. So the fun continues for adults. Let's talk a little bit about your community garden. I am sure this isn't the prime time to talk about that, but I've always loved how you have a big garden. I think you even had staff just to work the garden, then the kids work the garden, then you eat it in your cafeteria. Is there anything you want to say about the Wolf Ridge Gardens?
So I think the Wolf Ridge Farm,
yep.
It's a great place that we have a great staff person who's there who leads all the growing opportunities that are taking place at Wolf Ridge, and great staff that work with her. And that, the goal is that the produce that's being produced at the farm is then worked in through our menu up in the kitchen, the dining hall, for those who are on site participating in programs. So you get to, during the kind of the growing season, when we get to the harvest, then those vegetables are in our menu and available for those who are on site to enjoy.
And do you, is there stuff through the winter? Do you have storage? And what are you still, are the people still eating carrots and potatoes?
There are some of those veggies are still continuing, to be put out daily. And, this is an area that I'm still learning about in my role. So I can't speak greatly to our farm operations.
Okay.
Sarah would be a great person to have those conversations because she can talk more about that interaction between how the produce is moving, how they identify what plants they're going to grow to produce which vegetables and how those then get moved into our dining and into the kitchen, and working with our kitchen staff and our dining services manager to put that into our menu.
And I think you actually sell some of it too, and also give some to the food shelf.
Yes, yeah.
And I bet there is stuff in some cold storage right now. Interview with Sarah would be really fun as well. But let's move on. Another thing that we've talked about over the years is the Living Building Challenge and this new building. It's probably not so new anymore at Wolf Ridge,
no.
That it really is one of the first in the country to be able to, I think, practice zero water, zero energy output. It's all contained within the building. Do you have any, and again, I may be getting out of your wheelhouse here, but is there anything you can tell us about how that's going?
Yeah. So actually, it's interesting. Right now, we have AGU is with Wolf Ridge actually this week, and we have students who are from Prior Lake Savage from two different schools, and they're utilizing both of our dormitories, our lodges. So one of them, the Mac Lodge, is the living building, and the other isn't quite suited to that yet, right? And so we currently have a research project that's underway looking at those differences between the lodging and those practices of youth when they're on site, their consumption of electricity and water and so forth. And, you know, we're exploring that to see, you know, how is that they have, you know, real time data in their rooms at the Mac Lodge, giving yeah. them indications about how they're utilizing the various resources. And so it's interesting just to have this actually happening right now. So there'll be more
right.
learning happening here as we begin to understand a little bit about that user interaction
yes.
within those spaces.
And my understanding is that I remember when we talked about it, when it was being built, that we learned that it actually can't be considered a living building until it is proven by practice to actually
yeah.
do what it says. So this is in some ways the most interesting phase.
Yes.
Is it actually working as intended? And what's the net waste or no waste with water and with energy and all that? So
yeah.
super interesting.
It is.
Well,
it is very interesting.
Be following up with you to learn more about that for sure. All right. So I'm speaking with Becky
Meyer.
Thank you. And she is the program director at Wolfridge and a first timer at the radio. Thank you so much, Becky. Is there anything I have forgot to ask or that you'd like to mention? Any upcoming events or anything for the public to know?
I would just say if you are interested in some of the different program opportunities that are happening at Wolfridge, there's a menu of really up and coming more details about any of the different programs, both related to our adult programmings, which we referenced, but additionally, all of our summer opportunities for youth are there too, and families. So check out the Wolfridge website for more information. And if you have any questions, I'm always available for a phone call or an email. So reach out.
Great. And what's the best way to reach you?
The best way to reach me is probably through my email, which is my first name, Rebecca.Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, at wolf-ridge.org.
Yes, a little confusing unless you already have other emails with Wolfridge people, which I do. Anyway, I'm sure you will be able to find Rebecca if you need to. Thank you so much for being with us and hope to have you again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That was Becky Meyer, program director at Wolfridge.